Locker Room Chats continue. Sitting in with Frankfort Wildcats head coach Nick Anderson. It's brought to you by Wakeland Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, how are you feeling about your team after the Jamboree last week?
I feel better after the Jamboree than I did before the Jamboree. We got a long ways to go, but I did see some positive things from our kids. I thought they handled the heat really well. I thought they handled the physicality that we saw from Lennon and Burlingame pretty well. And like I said, I do think we improved during that small portion of play. So, like I said, feel better than I did before.
And you're trying to kind of find an offensive identity. Obviously, after replace Wes Anderson, one of the greatest players in eight-man history, and Henry Ketter's going to be moved over to that quarterback spot. And, you know, what have you seen from Henry so far, and do you feel better about your offensive identity than you did maybe over the summer?
Oh, the big thing is you know, people got to understand that Henry's not Wes, and there are some things that Wes could do that Henry isn't as good at, but there's also some things that Henry is much better at than Wes was. And so we've got to find a way to capitalize on Henry's strengths and tailor our game plan and offensive scheme to fit his needs, because he is a fine football player.
And you're returning plenty of starters on both sides of the ball, so despite being in a tough district, you got to be feeling pretty good about the guys that you bring back and having a good year again here in Frankfort.
You know, we'll rely heavily on, you know, our juniors and senior classes, and some of those guys got to play a substantial amount of football last year, and so what we're looking for is growth in those areas. You know, hopefully the worst football is behind them, and their future can continue to grow and things like that. But like I said, our upperclassmen are going to have to play really well for us to be successful.
And you want to be known as a hard-nosed defensive team. And did you feel like you got that at the Jamboree last Friday from your guys?
Yes and no. Like I said, I think we made some improvements. We're not going to be the biggest team, you know, out there. We might be the smallest, or every team we play might be bigger than us on the roster. And so we're going to have to find other ways to be successful, and we got to be relentless, and we got to play downhill, and you know, make teams drive the ball on us, and hopefully create some turnovers. Because like I said, this is one of the smaller teams that we've had. So defensively, we're going to have an edge in other areas.
And a road game at Washington County this upcoming Friday. We'll continue talking with head coach Nick Anderson in our locker room chat about that game right after this commercial break. Back here on the locker room chat, talking with the Frankfort Wildcats head football coach, Nick Anderson. It's brought to you by First National Bank of Frankfort and Community Healthcare System. Coach, opening the year on the road, a league game against the Washington County Tigers team that you guys haven't seen for a while. So how do you guys prepare for that?
It's kind of difficult. You know, it's not one of those league schools that we play as often as some others, so there's definitely some unfamiliarity. I know it's a team that is going to rely heavily on their upperclassmen. I think they got eight seniors on their roster. Some of those kids have been playing since they were freshmen. I know they're going to have good size, and they're going to be super physical. So as far as the X's and O's, it's, you know, to be determined. It's kind of hard to tell at this point in time, having a new coach and everything. But the physicality and the size is definitely going to be a concern. And then you throw in the Mother Nature heat on top of that, definitely going to present some challenges for us.
And I'm glad you mentioned heat, because that was going to be my next question. And obviously the game time got moved back a little bit, but how have you guys been dealing and preparing with the heat through practice this week?
You know, we've had to be a little creative this week, and we've talked a lot about trust. You know, the kids have got to trust myself and our coaches to put them in safe conditions. And then on the other hand, that as our coaching staff has to trust our players that with our crazy schedule that they're going to give us the same type of focus and work ethic that we would get in a normal practice week. So we talked a lot about that trust and working together to get through an unusual period.
And we talked about Henry Ketter stepping into the role, but is there any players that maybe haven't gotten the recognition necessarily that they deserve the past couple years that have stood out to you or you want to spotlight before week one?
You know, his senior counterparts, Peyton Adams, Cale Cook, and Octavian Good, you know, those guys are going to have great years for us. They're good kids. They play hard, and You know, like you said, they kind of been overshadowed the last couple years. And our junior class, Aiden Miller, Gage Wanklin, Tate Michalis, those guys have definitely got to improve from where they were last year. And if they can do that, you know, they're going to give us a chance to have some success.
All right. Thank you, Coach, for sitting in with us and giving us your time. Hope you guys hydrate and the players do as well Friday. And best of luck.
All right. Appreciate it.